Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to talk about the quote-unquote startup bus fallacy.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
This is a term I just came up with just before we jumped on the call. We might rebrand this. But here's what I mean and what I want to talk about with you today, Heaton. So I've had a number of conversations recently, the past week or so, with friends of mine that have been founders of startups that started off as like fun little projects, things that we're not that passionate about, things that seemed to be just fun. They were very non-committal in the early days, or they were interested about the project because of certain factors. But they knew when they started, they knew, I'm just going to do this for a little while, but this is not really what I want to do long term. And then life happened, quote unquote. You know, that little thing became bigger, and there were investors involved, and advisors, and a team, and commitments, and months pass by and years pass by, and all of a sudden, you know, they had some highs, they had some lows, and now it's like, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, they're struggling. They don't really enjoy it that much. And thinking back, they never really wanted to do this thing, but because they're now so invested in it, they like, you know, it's a recurring theme that I hear from them. Well, I'm just gonna help this get through this crisis, and then I'm going to think about something else. Or I'm just going to wait and see what's going to happen now that we had this, you know, bridge financing or this crisis financing and see what happens. Or, well, I just want to see this soon. Hopefully we can get to an acquisition and then I can do something else. And it brought up this idea that how dangerous it is sometimes as an entrepreneur and as a startup founder to work on something thinking you're not going to be that committed to it and you're just having fun and you're just going to try this out and you can stop at any time, because just like anything, once it builds momentum, once you've invested in you feel invested in something, every single day becomes harder and harder to break up. And all of a sudden you wasted potentially 4, 5, 6, 7 years of your life. So I don't know. I just wanted to talk about this idea of like being careful on choosing fun projects if you're not really committed to them, or figuring out ways, exit strategies that are much better than having no exit strategy when you start working on something that you might not really want. And the reason why I called it the startup bus fallacy is because there's a prominent example. This has nothing to do with the people I talked to last week, but a very good friend of mine and somebody that, you know, had worked with Close, had left Close for many years, and I was trying to recruit him over a really long time to get him back, and then finally came back. He's a prime example of this because he did a fun like startup bus experience where they go, you know, from whatever, New York to Austin, and then they present a little idea that a thrown together team on the bus came up with, kind of like a startup weekend, but on a bus somewhere to an event. He, you know, was on a startup bus, and there was like this cool little group, and they came up with this cool little idea, and they created all this traction. It was so much fun, and they win the thing at South by Southwest, and they get accepted to Techstars. And all along, he's like, well, shit, I didn't want to do this. I'm having a really awesome job, but I'm going to leave and do this startup thing because Techstars is a big opportunity and we're getting all this press and we might get investment. And I'm just going to ride this and see what happens. I'm just going to be opportunistic and have fun with it. And that little like fun thing, I don't really care that much about this idea, but I'm just going to see what happens. That little thing turned into like a, I don't know, 3 or 4 year project with many lows, many highs, but even more lows. And at the end, it didn't work out. And so hence why I'm like startup bus fallacy or startup weekend fallacy. It's like you're just starting with this little thing, it gains a bit of momentum, and you're like, I'm just going to see what happens. And all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years of your life are over, and you're still working on something that you truly, you don't really love or you're not that passionate about. So I just wanted to share this, see what your reaction is, and see if we can come up with some, I don't know, practical advice to people on how to make sure they don't fall into that trap of starting something that's fun and has some natural momentum and end up working on something for way longer than they want it, and oftentimes maybe also not that successfully.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a startup for fun to go work at someone else's startup.
Ooh.
You're gonna have way more fucking fun. You're gonna learn a lot more. You know.
Let me pause you because this is the quote of the day. You know, if you want to have fun working at a startup, you know, don't start your own. Just go work for somebody else. You're gonna have way more fun with it. It's so true. Oh my god, this is so true.
I mean, that's just what it boils down to. So anybody that says fun and startup gives me pause in the first place. You know, especially if they're saying, oh, I'm going to start it and found it. I totally get Startup Bus. I totally love the idea that people can start companies within hours like that. Or not companies, sorry. Create something within hours like that. But really, the company is what matters. The business is what matters. And even people who just raise like a few $100,000, didn't do Startup Bus, and are doing it for fun, they should just stop. Like, I don't want to say this is real life, because what is real life? But like, this is real. Like, this is what you're doing. If you're doing it for fun, then there's way better ways to have fun and make money. Seriously.
Yeah.
Go like buy a club or do something. Like don't go do a business. Don't do a startup. Don't go to Startup Bus and come up with some idea and win and like think that you're having fun. And the thing is, like,